Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. Glad you could join us as we continue to read through God's Word, and we are in Judges. And the purpose for this podcast is to encourage us in the reading of God's Word. And so let's continue to do that. So we are in chapter 10 of Judges. We just went over to two of the very minor judges. And we're jumping in here to God's basic condemnation of the people. So we'll pick it back up in verse 6 that we had read yesterday. So the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth, the gods of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Amorites, and the gods of the Philistines. And they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines and into the hand of the Ammonites. And they crushed and oppressed the people of Israel that year. For 18 years, they opposed all the people of Israel who were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. And the Amorites crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was severely distressed. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against you because we have forsaken our God and have served the Baals." And the Lord said to the people of Israel, "Did I not save you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the Ammonites and from the Philistines? The Sidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites oppressed you, and you cried out to me, and I saved you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore I will save you no more. Go and cry out to the gods whom you have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress." And the people of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you, only please deliver us this day." So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord, and he became impatient over the misery of Israel. Then the Ammonites were called to arms, and they encamped in Gilead, and the people of Israel came together, and they encamped at Mizpah, and the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, "Who is the man who will begin to fight against the Amorites? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Now that's the end of that chapter. A lot here in chapter 10, and yet not a whole lot. So start off with Tola and Jair, the two of the minor judges. We don't know much about them. And then we move into God's condemnation of the people because they have once again returned to these false gods or the gods of their enemies. And so he's like, "Oh, you want to worship the gods of your enemies? Then I guess your enemies can have their way with you." And so they are oppressed greatly, and they finally come to terms with the reality of how they have sinned against God. So they repent and they cry out to God. And God is getting ready to deliver them once again. But it is going to be interesting how the people of Israel will do this, from particular the Gileadites. So we'll see how this goes. But here we have all the key players here again oppressing the Israelites, who once again have failed to eliminate these people from their areas and continue to go after foreign gods. So it is a interesting thing how quickly we as people from one generation to the next can get so off track. And we don't seem to learn from our history very well. And I think really, as I read through Judges here again, and this is one of the history books of the Bible, and it leads into others, with Ruth, and then we get into First and Second Samuel, and First and Second Kings, and First and Second Chronicles. That, these are the history books, so we're really going to get deep into history if we keep reading like I've been reading, and realizing how quick we are to forget our history, and how from one generation to the next, literally here in this particular part, chapter 10, you are, let's see, 22 years and 23, so 45 years if they were leaders one after the other. So yeah, and after him arose JR. So 45 years, and now within 45 years, now you have them where they are already worshiping other gods. And that's 45 years after dealing with all of the treachery that happened with Abimelech. So you think they would learn, but they don't, because they're like you and me. We just tend to not learn. So God, help us to repent before you. Help us to be true worshipers, worshiping you in spirit and truth, that you may be honored and glorified in our lives, and that you may find us as a person who can reflect your light. So as the beautiful full moon that we had last night and early this morning reflects the light of the sun, Lord, help us to reflect you, to reflect your light, to be light in this dark and dying world. Thank you, Lord. May you be honored and blessed in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.